Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
All right, so Kamala Harris does her first solo interview this weekend. So Kamala Harris has now done as many interviews as Trump has done assassination attempts.
Wow. It's a rather morbid comparison, but I get the point.
Yeah, they live in very different realities, you know, based on their party and what's expected of them and whether they fear for their life and stuff like that. Two very different Americas.
Yeah, Kamala ducks questions, Trump ducks bullets.
Exactly. Exactly. And incredible is, I don't know if you heard that audio, Representative Greg Stube this morning on Fox said, listen, we still can't get answers on the last assassination. We don't even know who the agents were who are in charge. It's a state secret. Think about that. And now we're on to the next one. And it's the same exact pattern.
Well, at least though, it looks like we're making some progress because what we're told, if this is true, the Secret Service actually fired before the attempted assassin got off any shots this time. That's
right,
what we're told.
Instead of after.
Yeah, exactly.
And leaving that to local police. Yeah. So, but the problem is this guy was somehow able, I mean, he was so calm and collected and convinced he was going to get away with this that he took the time to set up the GoPro.
Yeah.
You know what that reminds me of? It reminds me of Crooks on the roof, and how he walked around up there very calm, didn't bother. You know how he was walking around? You could see him over Trump's shoulder. You know that video?
Yeah.
Where Trump could have looked up and seen him. He's not in a hurry. This is in Butler. He's not in a hurry. He's not concerned. There's a very high sort of ledge there where Crooks could have ducked down the whole time and no one would have even seen him walking around up there, right? But he doesn't bother. This guy, same thing. Yeah, let me set up my GoPro or set my, I mean, somebody referred to it as a sniper's nest. He took the time to set up a sniper's nest because I guess he felt he'd be able to do it because the perimeter was not secure. And former FBI agent Jonathan Gilliam again asking the correct question here.
I have been to this area. It's not like a normal golf course that you drive by in your daily travels and you can see the players playing from the road. The entire course is blocked by greenery if you're on a public road. So how did this guy know that he would have a line of sight to the president?
Because I believe he did surveillance. I believe he had somebody telling him or some way to find out what Trump's movement was. When you look at this map right here that you were just talking about, it is surrounded by roads that go right around it. And you step off the road onto the sidewalk and straight into the trees. And there's a fence right there. He picked a location, had time to set up, tie up and fix ballistic plates to the fence along with a supply bag, a GoPro, and set himself up for the shot. That takes, I mean, if he just ran up there and did it, it would take at least 5 minutes to do that. But he also staged his vehicle so he could get away. So all that occurred in the perimeter in a location where Trump was going to be. And just like in Pennsylvania, it was not discovered. The perimeter was not secured.
Not a question. Did somebody leak the tea time?
Oh, by the, you know, here's the thing. That guy is a former FBI special agent, former Navy SEAL, and former Federal Air Marshal. Highly credible, and he's on Fox News. This isn't a conspiracy thing. You're right. He's saying somebody is giving these shooters this inside information. They're getting it.
How else would you know? Quite honestly, you could probably go on Google Earth, Google Maps or whatever, and look at the golf course and see what's there. If you've driven by, you could probably do some reconnaissance. I mean, I think the guy's right about that. There's definitely some reconnaissance and planning that was going on in advance of this. But seriously, how would you know the timing? Because don't you have tee times for things like that? I'm not a regular golfer, so I'm just asking.
Well, here's where it gets crazier. Todd Pyro has done news coverage out there, and he explains, listen, like to what you're saying, Lee, you can't see this from the road. That is impossible. If you're going to know when to come up to the fence, it's not going to be because, hey, like that maybe looks like Trump's entourage. You can't see that from the road. You have to trespass deep into the property to be able to see that there is tree cover. So you got to know when to be there. You got to know when to set up.
And they said that was between 300 and 500 yards from where Trump was, which with a scoped rifle was, you know, is doable for, you know, an average shooter, apparently.
Look, former FBI agent Jonathan Gilliam this morning in a remarkable interview on Fox News said there's two themes that are beginning to emerge here. Basically, radical left wingers who donate to Democrats and are inflamed by their rhetoric and the lack of perimeter security.
It's the basis in which he doesn't like Trump, because Trump didn't support some of his ideals, which are leftist ideals. And that seems to be a reoccurring issue, along with, from an investigative standpoint, these perimeters that are never secured. And it's local law enforcement's fault, and it's also the Secret Service's fault. But these individuals are being allowed to get within max effective range of the weapons that they choose. And that alone is suspicious to me. And it is unbelievable that that can happen to Trump, who's already been shot once, let alone anybody else that the Secret Service is protecting. It's just something needs to change when it comes to securing the perimeters, or else my suspicion is going to continue to go sky high, which it is right now.
Again, former FBI special agent, that's Fox News. Okay, that's not some conspiracy site. Former federal air marshal, former Navy SEAL. And he's like, this doesn't add up, Lee. Again, here we are again.
Yeah.
Here we are again. And you know what? Todd Pyro made an excellent point this morning on Fox News. I wanted you to hear it from him because I thought the same thing.
I'm pretty worried that a foreign actor along the lines of what you were saying is going to see how close these two presumably lone individuals got to the president of the United States and say, hey, if we flood the zone with two, three or four foreign actors, they could succeed in the mission to take him out. And that is a chilling and terrifying thought.
Yep. And he's right about that. This, you know, like he says, for these apparently what we're being told, these lone individuals, one actually getting the shots off and actually striking the former president, this one setting up, being caught in the act and fired upon and had to abandon. If there was an opportunity to have a more coordinated and more better populated attack, this could get ugly in a hurry, uglier.
Well, it could. And I mean, I think this is enough to motivate both countries, but also people inside this country who would have loved to assassinate Trump, but didn't think they could get away with it, to think, you know what, I'm going to try. I wasn't going to. I'm a little nuts, but I'm going to try. I mean, this you know what this rings the dinner bell. This rings the dinner bell. And then let's not forget something else, okay? Because none of these things are coincidental. Let's not forget the 99 terrorists released by Joe Biden and Kamala Harris into the interior of this country after they were caught at the border. These are people specifically on the terror watch list. That's according to the House Judiciary Committee, which got internal memos on it from the Department of Homeland Security. That's how we know. If you want the link, it's up on my last few Battleground America podcasts. I bring it up every day. Those terrorists are here, Lee. They got 243 of them at the southern border between 2021 and 2023. Another 40 plus, as far as we know, are still in custody. We do not know if Kamala and Joe will release them too instead of deporting them. The dinner bell's been rung for every terrorist in this country. Do you realize combined since the beginning of the Biden administration, the northern and the southern border, that's over 700 people on the terror watch list have been caught? That's not the ones that slipped through. Dinner bell just got rung for every one of them. For Trump. Hey, I wasn't going to go for Trump. I was going to try to shoot up a stadium. So I thought the security would be lower, but maybe I can get to Trump. Maybe I can.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll change plans. Here's the thing at this point, you know what I would say? Never, ever, ever if I was the campaign manager, this is what I would do. Have J.D. Vance and Donald Trump together. Ever.
Yeah.
Ever. Not on a plane, not on a bus, not near a bus, not on a stage, not in a stadium. And that would be just like protection of republic stuff. Not even like, I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it. Because you want to talk about ringing the dinner bell. Put the two of them together in one place. See if that doesn't ring the dinner bell. This is just really scary stuff. We have to win to retake our government, and we have to tear these agencies apart.
Yeah, I've increasingly heard that from a lot of different places. You and I have talked about that for quite some time, that there needs to be, and I mean this from a administrative level, a purge of federal agencies, that there is a cancer of ineptitude or evil, one or the two, that is going throughout the federal bureaucracy, that we have people within positions of leadership that do not share the same American values that many of us as Republican conservative voters do. They have a different worldview. They have a different view of this nation and our role in the world, and a different view of how this country should continue to operate. And we need to have a complete cleaning house of the federal bureaucracy as far down as we can realistically go.
Yeah, they're Marxist. We're infiltrated with, you know, we're infiltrated by Marxists, unfortunately, in all of these agencies. And that is why a lot of this stuff is happening. And we have to take it back. We do. And they know that. They know that will happen. And that is why these perimeters keep just getting unsecured and insecured. It's that simple. It's that simple. All right, coming up, something you will only hear here. I'm going to really flip you out, okay? Because somebody predicted this. What happened yesterday on that golf course? Somebody predicted this. You might have forgotten this. It was a minor story, but now it's a huge deal. Somebody predicted this, and damn if it didn't come true. I'll have that. Nobody else will. Coming up next.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
You know what's wild? This wasn't a random second assassination attempt. No. This was predicted, scheduled almost. By who? Do you remember this? By a Secret Service counter-sniper whistleblower. He's on the counter-sniper team. One of them, anyway, for the Secret Service. Turned whistleblower 2 days after the Butler rally, when he wrote an email that was sent to a large swath of the Secret Service. Warning, remember me talking about this? Because I've talked about this a lot. Actually, I've mentioned it several days a week since it happened. So, I mean, we've been at this for months. Because I had a funny feeling this would happen again. So this is an insider saying, Trump is going to be assassinated again. Attempt. Maybe successful. He didn't know at the time. Before November. Says who? Secret Service counter sniper. So we're going all the way back to July, 2 days after the attempted assassination. And he says that until the top five high-level supervisors are either fired or removed from their current positions in the Secret Service, and he wrote one down because Kietl had just resigned, Trump will not be safe, he said. With them in place, and he's not, folks, he didn't use the word incompetent one time in this entire email. He didn't say it was because they were incompetent. It was because they're corrupt. So he says, until five high-level supervisors, one down, he puts in parentheses again because Cheadle had just resigned, are either fired or removed from their current positions, Trump, he says, will be in danger. But it was worse than that. He then wrote, if they're not removed, if these four are allowed to stay in place, which they will, quote, "We should expect another assassination attempt," he wrote. This is uncanny. Before November. He went on to say he's no longer proud to be a U.S. Secret Service counter sniper. He said he was going to have a hard time getting a job in the private sector because they have no credibility left. So what happened to this guy? You ever seen this guy? No, we haven't, have we? He's a whistleblower. You know his name? No? Why hasn't he been doing television interviews? He did this in July. Where is this guy? I mean, I think that'd be a great get. Wouldn't it? Wow, sir. Well, come on, Fox News. You said Trump would be assassinated again before November, an attempt. Got it right. Where's he? Well, same place as the Secret Service agents who coordinated and were in management that day for the Butler site. Nobody knows. That's the most remarkable thing. As Greg Stube said on Fox News this morning, they are still stonewalling Congress. They will not tell Congress who they were. That's why you haven't seen their faces. They can't call them in if they don't know who they are. It's a state secret. Now, put all that together with Senator Richard Blumenthal's warning. I mean, folks, the fact that this broke Friday. And again, as I've explained, Blumenthal is the deep statiest of the deep state swamp creatures, okay? He's always going to cover for the deep state. He's a Democrat. Blumenthal is warning the American people, when they find out what actually happened in the Butler assassination attempt, not this one, the Butler one, because this was Friday, they're going to be shocked and appalled, he says. He's trying to prepare their sheeple for this because they can't stop it. Now, what has happened? We've had two separate sets of whistleblowers come out, and there's going to be a report coming up supposedly this week. Okay, so what this means is the Democrats can't protect the deep state on this one. Their goose is cooked. Whistleblowers are coming forward in force, and he says, I'll let him tell you. Again, Democrat, liberal senator, deep state hack, Richard Blumenthal.
I think the American people are going to be shocked, astonished, and appalled by what we will report to them about the failures by the Secret Service in this assassination attempt on the former president. But I think they also ought to be appalled and astonished by the failure of the Department of Homeland Security to be more forthcoming, to be as candid and frank as it should be to them in terms of providing information.
So that, folks, that's just Butler. He's warning us. American people will be, he used the word shocked, appalled, and astonished to describe what the American people would feel when they knew the truth about Butler. And I got to tell you, I've already been shocked, appalled, and astonished by what I've already learned. So I'm good God, I can't imagine what's in the report. That was Friday before this. Texter writes, I just read the text line. Doesn't mean I agree. When Trump's assassinated, you will see a war in this country worse than the Civil War. Texter writes, the Secret Service better start talking or start firing and defunding. Texter writes, I'm pretty sure DeSantis will do a much more thorough investigation of this incident than the FBI. Yes, that's fantastic. Florida said, hey, we're investigating this. Notice you didn't get that from Pennsylvania, did you? That's a Democrat-run state. They're not interested. Texter writes, every time a politician or a media person wants to bring up the date, January 6th, we need to counter with dates September 15th and the date of the first assassination attempt, missed messaging on our part. Now, the texter writes, I think it's time that Trump got his own security team together. The Secret Service appointed to him seemed to be flunkies and probably moles. Yeah, it's a mess. And FBI agent Jonathan Gilliam is pretty much saying that we're going to have to take some extreme measures here.
If enough people who support Trump and support freedom in this country, they could have gone out and surrounded that golf course themselves. We could do that, either being hired to do that or just going out and saying, you know what, we're going to get a group of people together and we're going to walk around where he's at on the outside perimeter. And you would have done a better job because you would have probably spotted this person. I can't understand why law enforcement isn't doing this. And if Trump wants to hire myself or other people like me, I'm not just saying that to get a plug,
right,
but There's people out there that can just do perimeter security, and we would stop on all of these issues.
So it's Monday. Last weekend, not this weekend, last weekend, it's a week ago, right? I was prepping for the show. I was reading the fact checks on Trend de Aragua. How, you know, I was just really faked that they had taken over hotels and Aurora, and that's not a real thing that it happened. Folks, that was 1 week and 1 day ago. By the end of this past week, their hoax, latest of their hoax, their lies, had fallen apart. And the very police department that denied such a thing was happening, that Trend de Aragua had conquered territory in Aurora, that lying police department, had reneged and arrested 10 of them. Oops. Why is this happening? X. Their hoaxes are shattering faster and faster. Before, it might have taken us 3 months to bust through that one when X was still controlled by Jack Dorsey, who allowed the FBI to censor real and true things and keep them from the American people. They won't make it a week now. Why? Because X is the most downloaded news app on Earth, and 1 billion people are on it, active. Highest numbers ever. They don't know what to do. And that is why everything you're seeing is happening. That's why everything you're seeing is happening. That's why we had the terrifying situation last week, and I'm not done with this yet, of those Pentagon documents leaking. With the Pentagon saying internally, we were never supposed to see this. Oh my gosh, Trend de Aragua is so dangerous. We're afraid they'll target military bases. Does that sound like this little gang going to pick up some drug deals on the corner to you? Does that sound like something else? Trend de Aragua was rated back in April by the Biden administration as what's called a TCO, putting them in the same category as the cartels. Okay? Now we've got this urgent warning in Colorado. The UK Daily Mail has done this. This is what's so remarkable. We've got this urgent warning in Colorado as Venezuelan gang Trend de Aragua arms itself to take on gangs already in Aurora. So we've gone from it's fake, there's no gang takeover, to the US media giving up on their lies and just ignoring this story, to reporters for the UK Daily Mail, they're not even American journalists, have now flown in. They're on the ground in Aurora covering this, because this is major U.S. history. And if our media won't cover it, well, they'll take the clicks and the hits and the likes. There's getting ready to be major gang warfare as Trend de Aragua, which is really, they're seeing a conglomeration of cartels and gangs. It's not just them, including lower level gangs from all over the world. No wonder the Pentagon's terrified. By the way, the Pentagon's saying, hey, look, it's going to take local cops, the FBI, all of us working together to keep our military bases safe. The ones in America. That's what was in their documents last week. So they're on the ground. They talked to John Fabricatore. He's the former director of ICE for Colorado. And he says, We have never seen a gang or a cartel set up this fast. This is the fastest we've ever seen it. What? And then we have, by the way, the leaked memos from the FBI meeting with the Aurora police saying what from last week? Oh, they're not just taking apartment complexes by force in Aurora. No, this is all over Colorado. Why? Why are they taking them all over Colorado? They can. It's a Democrat-controlled state. One big sanctuary party. But Fabricatore nails something for the UK Daily Mail. Why do they want apartments? Democrats aren't concerned. They don't care. Media doesn't care either. Why do they want apartments? Why are they taking apartment complexes? Not just buildings, but complexes all over the state. And by the way, in Texas and Chicago, too. What is their main line of work? Because I'm going to tie all these stories together for you. Sex trafficking. Minors. girls. Their other line of work, kidnapping. For extortion, for ransom, but also of said minors. The UK Guardian did a very good job of documenting this back in 2013 when it really got started. It's much worse now. You do not want to have a pretty daughter in Guatemala. That is not a good idea. If you have a pretty daughter, you have to dig a hole in your backyard or maybe somewhere in your basement to hide her because the men with guns come through. They don't ask her to volunteer. They take her. As young as 11, where's she go? Up to the border? Wow, that was a read. Let me tie it all together for you. New York Times, you can't argue. Wow, weird, there's over 80,000 missing children, many of whom are probably being sex trafficked. What a missed opportunity. Trump could have helped them in that debate. That, more than anything, broke my heart. Now, by the way, we're over 100,000. Some of them are being used as sex slaves. Some of them are working in factories as slaves. So the Democrat Party's returned to slaving, which is their natural habitat. It's how they started in the South. Always were slavers, still are. So let me put this all together for you. We can't find these kids. Gangsters pull up, according to the New York Times, to Health and Human Services and pick them up again and again and again. These kids don't wander down here. They're taken from their parents or sold by their parents. They're missing. DNA testing was deliberately discontinued after the New York Times broke that story. The last hope they had of somebody catching them and separating them from their sex trafficker. And now what is Trende Aragua doing? Taking whole apartment complexes. What do they need them for? To sell kidnapped women and children. Thank you, UK Daily Mail. Damn. What did that take? Now, here's the scary part. Find this article, read the end of it, what they say is coming next. They won't be happy much longer just taking illegal immigrant girls out of Guatemala. They're going to want some American ones, and it's only a matter of time before they start taking them. We better win this election. Edward Snowden absolutely nailing this with a series of tweets that have gone viral on X. He's making the point, and he would understand this given his intelligence background. There's no way that this shooter, Ryan Ruth, I've heard it said both ways this morning. I'm sorry. I'm at this point officially confused. I have it both ways in my audio from the news. So anyway, Ruth was interviewed by his local News and Observer, big hero, because he's going to Ukraine to fight the Russians. Interviewed by Newsweek, 2023, interviewed by the New York Times, one of our fine heroes, a civilian volunteer going to help the Ukrainians fight the war against Russia. Snowden makes this point. There is no way he wasn't known to our intelligence agencies. There's no way. Here's what he writes. We know little so far, but with the alleged Trump shooter's personal and public participation in military activity in Ukraine, it is hard to imagine this White House's agencies can claim zero contact. Clean hands, he puts in all, in quotes. Something of an Oswald vibe here. Congress should get answers. Nobody knows what the facts are yet, which is precisely why the public needs rapid, reliable, non-evasive answers from the agencies you pay to provide them. He wraps up with the third tweet. I'm not saying this guy was on with some pro on somebody's payroll, obviously, Snowden says. In my opinion, the guy just looks deranged. But that doesn't mean the government didn't have a hand in encouraging his past militancy, as we once did with bin Laden. We had a word for it in the CIA. Blow back. It's weird. I mean, look at the coincidences between the two assassins. They both donated to Act Blue, right? Hardcore leftist, crooks, and the shooter. Such a hardcore leftist, the FBI has had to lie to cover up Thomas Crook's liberal background. Remember how far they went? They were lying to us just a couple of weeks ago when they said they couldn't tell what his politics were. Well, why is that? Oh, because they ignored his Gab account. To the point that the Gab CEO, Andrew Torba, remember, finally went public and said, look, the FBI doesn't want his account. I preserved it for you. He's a left-wing troll. He even gave us screenshots, clips. The guy was a huge Biden supporter. Loved the open borders. Wanted to wear a mask forever. Thought Biden was great to vax everybody by force. He was a liberal Democrat, and that is why he donated to Act Blue, just like this guy. We're going to get more into this in the next hour, too. Democrats are weaponizing their sheeple, and their sheeple are beginning to kill. Or is this going to become the new norm, folks? Every other month, Trump's almost assassinated, has to dodge a bullet. Is that the new normal here? Because I have a feeling that's what's the new normal. And here's the question. If that's the new normal, will every Republican candidate for president after him have to survive long enough to get elected? And will they be able to think about the implications here?